From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Getting school children into the cafeteria with their lunch money has long been a challenge for schools and parents. But playground bullies may have to start looking for new sources of spare change. As NPR's Rachel Jones reports, some lunchrooms are going high-tech, eliminating the need for kids to carry cash.
Second graders are lined up like jets on a runway in this cafeteria at P.B. Smith Elementary in Warrenton, Virginia. It's 11:05, and the students have about 25 minutes to choose between two types of pizza and a vegetable.
Milk, fire, pepperoni, you want pepper beans, honey?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
School food service is big business, raking in $27 billion a year. The Fauquier County, Virginia school district feeds 10,800 children each day, and there's a lot less time to do it in. So school officials found a high-tech way to speed up lunchtime. It's a computer software program called MyLunchMoney.com, and it's replaced the sound of jingling coins and rustling paper with this.
Thank you, Kyle.
Okay, sweetie.
That's a computerized keypad at the end of the cafeteria line. School nutrition program manager Sandy Golden peers at a computer screen behind the line. After the kids choose their meals, they punch in their ID number and hit enter. The cost of their lunch is subtracted from a prepaid account linked to the computer software program. Parents can either send in money for a whole semester or go online and have meal fees charged to a credit card or bank account. MyLunchMoney.com was developed by Santa Monica-based SchoolLink Technologies. The program reduces check processing costs for school districts and streamlines their food service income. It also helps reduce the stigma for low-income students who receive free or reduced lunches. With the ID numbers, those children no longer have to be worried about being singled out as poor kids when it's time to pay for lunch. Greg Ferguson is Fauquier County's school nutrition program manager.
When you come up to the line, you put your number in and it says thank you. It doesn't say you need money. It doesn't say you're free or reduced. There's none of that. So that none of the children have any idea. They don't know if you have money on your account. They don't know if you owe money. The children just enjoy putting their number in, and they go on and have a good meal.
It's 12:10 at P.B. Smith Elementary, and now Sandy Golden is greeting the third graders streaming in for lunch. Golden says the computer helps her with a lot of tasks, like remembering who's allergic to certain foods and if students have the required mix of vegetables and main courses.
We have to make sure that they have the number of servings that they're supposed to have in order to constitute a reimbursable meal. And also, I can flag their accounts through the computer system as to no peanuts or no dairy and things like that, and we check that on the screen.
That's important for parents like Kimla Willis, who has three children at P.B. Smith Elementary. Her youngest, 5-year-old Jackson, is allergic to nuts and their byproducts.
Sometimes it's an intrinsic ingredient, a peanut oil, for example, in a meal that it's not obvious when you look at the food that the oil's there. And she's told me all the ingredients, and she's real open to allowing us to come in and talk to her or look at the ingredient list.
Willis also likes MyLunchMoney.com because now she doesn't have to write out three separate checks to send to school with her kids or worry that the money will get lost or stolen. Willis can also go online to find out when her credit card is being debited and check how much money her kids are spending. One thing she can't do is tell whether Jackson is having meatloaf or potato chips on any given day. But the makers of MyLunchMoney.com say that pretty soon, parents like Willis will be able to keep track of exactly what her kids are eating for lunch. Rachel Jones, NPR News.